And Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio here. Phil Williams live in the Right Side Studios. Man, local, state, national, all the stuff. We got all the stuff. And like they always say, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is that time. Once a week, we do this thing. We call it the Grand Council. I bring on two brethren who have been doing this longer than I have. Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the coastal regions of our state, also the executive editor at 1819 News. Are you with us, Jeff Poor?
I am present.
You are indeed. And then Dale Jackson, program director, morning show guy, WVNN up in Huntsville, also writes for Yellowhammer. Are you here, Dale Jackson?
Whoa!
Outstanding, and your mic was not muted. It's a whole new day. I pronounce a quorum. Play it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right. You know the deal, fellas. We ping each other with questions. We don't know what the questions are in advance. We make the rounds. We see how we answer. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we don't. But we still love each other when it's done. I'm going to take the first question. I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but the Customs and Border Patrol, I've had a burr under my saddle now since I saw this, but yesterday it was released exclusively by Fox. I don't think anybody else has even bothered to run it. That the head guy, Raul Ortiz of the Customs and Border Patrol, was a leak came out of his recorded under oath statements in a deposition in which he said it was actually the Biden administration's policies that are causing the muck at the border. Like, everybody didn't know that, but it's what he's saying was officially, yes, that is their position. And officially, he says that is also harming Americans. Is he going to lose his job now that he made his statements known, even though it was under oath? Is he out now? Jeff, what do you think?
They have ways of working him out of the system. I would have to think maybe they're not going to terminate him, but it's going to be not a very fun gig to have in the coming months.
Yeah. So, Dale, what do you think, man?
Well, I tend to agree. I mean, the bad guys hate it when people tell the truth. And now not only did he tell the truth, he accidentally let someone else see it. And now his true feelings are out there, and he is going to have to go. We can't have people out there telling the truth. So, he's out.
You know, I tend to agree. And I think that he would have protected status like as a whistleblower, but he really wasn't. He was just saying, yeah, this is the official position, and nothing can come back to now is say, you are so misguided, you can no longer have your job. So I would not be a bit surprised to see his 31 years in law enforcement with CBP comes to a quiet retirement and heads off into the distance, at which point maybe he'll let us know how he really feels at that point. All right, that's enough. That was a short one. Jeff, what you got?
I'm going to go to your Birmingham Waterworks interview, yeah. Jabba Wagner, on your show yesterday. It's an important one, guys, and this is why it's important. The state's going into the water and sewer business with all of this federal money, so you need to watch this. But Senator Wagner said, hey, look, you either get your act together, Birmingham Waterworks, or we'll do it for you. But I seem to think we've been hearing this for the better part of 20 years. From the Alabama legislature. What is left legislatively for the legislature to do to the Birmingham Waterworks Board?
Dale, you want to go first or you want me to take it?
Nothing. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything they've done so far has worked either, so I don't see what a vague threat's going to do to them. They seem to just be chugging right along, and there's no accountability, never has been. This is the first issue I heard about excuse me, when I moved to Alabama. And it will probably be the last issue I hear about right before Grant kills me.
The bottom line is there are things that we did in 2015, because I was actually with that bill. I was the chairman of the committee that bill came through that we did to modify the construction of the board, because they serve five counties. And literally, you have to live in the city of Birmingham to have been on their board. But yet they serve five counties, and none of the outlying counties had any representation. Like, it's not like 70% of the customers don't even live in Birmingham. But so we added some outlying members to the board. We restructured some of their pay. And we fought the fact that they've got, like, major lobbying firms. They're paying right now as much as $33,000 a month of retainer fees for lobbying firms. $33,000 a month. I tell you, the first thing they can do, and there's no way to make this legislative, quit putting jackwagons on the chairman, the chairmanship of the board, and quit putting other jackwagons in the seats around the chairman of the board.
Wait, hold on. I got to interrupt here. Did your legislation work?
Yeah, it did some, but it didn't stop corruption. Okay. So, I mean, but at least the chairperson went to jail last year.
Okay, I guess that's one positive.
So, I mean, there's that.
Sorry to the guy who paid $451 for his water bill last month, but yeah. Hey, the other guy went to jail, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying that's your fault. I'm just saying.
Appreciate it. Thanks for not lumping me into that one. All right, take your question, Dale. What do you got?
All right, I want to go with something CNN just reported today. Donald Trump is going to hold off on his announcement for what he's going to do because of all these new legal troubles that he has. And I don't know if he's going to use that as a dangling chip to cash in somewhere. I don't know, but. If he's delaying it, that means he has questions about it. Is that fair to say? Everyone assumes to think he's in, barring something crazy. Is this that something crazy that pushes him out?
I got thoughts, but Jeff, you first.
I'll answer this question with a question. Is this what gets him?
Is this where they get him?
I'm over this. I just stop. Do something. I mean, I'm tired of hearing about how Donald Trump's going down. And he's not going to run again. Donald Trump probably, if he doesn't win in 2024, he'll be running for the rest of his life. Look, guys, I've seen this play too many times. Show me a reason to think differently.
I heard that Adam Schiff has got the goods, and he's going to let it be known sometime soon. I think that Adam Schiff slept with Eric Swalwell, and they've got the goods now because of the pillow talk. But I literally this thing is ongoing. It's like every single 6-week period we get a new Trump's going down, and I think the truth be told, the only reason why he's delaying, if anything, if he's really even delaying, is it gives him the opportunity to generate more speculation, because speculation keeps him in the news. And I don't know what Trump's going to do. I still suspicion he's going to wind up running. But he also, by the way, I will say this. Legally speaking, I wouldn't be surprised if his attorneys were telling him, do not muddy the waters, sir. We're in the middle of a major legal proceeding. Don't let it be seen that you're trying to capitalize on the case while you make your announcement. So that may be, it may just be that they're going to get through the special master thing today and then make an announcement next week. Who knows? But that's my thoughts. All right, that was round one. That was like a lightning round. We're going to have a longer round. So, Jeff, kick it off again. Wait, who started first? I started first last time. I did. It's my show. All right, well, I'm not even going to do the Trump question I was about to ask because Dale jumped in on it. I tell you what, I'm going to steal a question that, Dale, you might have been about to bring up. Madison County or Madison City schools, rainbow flags. What in God's name? With everything going on in the news, first of all, what was in the heads of the teachers that thought it'd be a great idea to hang rainbow pride flags in their classrooms? And then the kind of tepid response we get from the Madison City School superintendent is, yeah, we took them down because we knew that we'd have to let everybody hang anything they wanted to in their classrooms. No, you take them down because they're trying to teach sexuality in the classroom, which is against state policy right now. But your thoughts on this, Dale, you first.
I actually liked his statement. I thought it was – so I disagree with you there. I actually like what he had to say because it's the right thing. Look, here's the deal. We're not going to let this go up. We're not going to let you put these Blue Lives Matter flags up. We're not going to let you put up MAGA flags. We're not going to do any of that. You know why? Because this is a school, and we are going to do school stuff instead. And I think that's good. I liked his statement, actually.
Well, you're banned from the show. All right. Okay. Jeff, what do you got?
Dale and I talked about this morning, and I got it up on 1819 News. The sad thing is this. How did this become such a thing?
Yeah.
And, like, why does everything have to be so politicized? And this is kind of just another footnote of society.
What, that's your answer? That's it? That's all of it?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
What do you want from me?
I feel like you stopped in mid-sentence. Really. I don't know what's going on.
That sounds like the answer that Jill Biden and Kamala Harris gave when they asked them about the student loan stuff. Who's going to pay for it? Well, you know, we said we were going to do it.
What am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do? You want me to drive up to Madison right now and go get this guy's face and say, hey, say the right thing or I'll protest?
All right. I tell you what.
That's what I want.
I'm going to go ahead to stick with my answer, though, that I thought it was a perfect opportunity for the superintendent to make a statement that this is about the violation of a policy that the state has put in place, the legislature talked about, that says we don't do sexuality in classrooms, period. And he chose just to kind of go down the benign, all of the controversial things in the world statement.
So, was it a sexual statement or a political statement?
Yes.
Yes. I think it's a yes.
It's both.
I think it's a yes. Good point. I think it's a yes. All right, I tell you what, great point for a break. So I started first of the second round. We'll come back and pick it up from there. Boomer, take us to a break, man. We will do that right now. We're in the Grand Council. We do it every week. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson, WVNN and Yellowhammer News. And little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. Man, we got the stuff going on. Back at the Grand Council, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and Dale Jackson from WVNN. We call it the Grand Council. And by the way, fellas, that off the wall conversation we were having was not on the air, just so you know. all right. Hey, I think the next in line was who? Jeff? Go ahead.
So the Alabama labor participation rate is among the lowest labor participation rates in the country, meaning we have low unemployment, but we also have a lot of people that aren't looking for jobs or staying at home, and that contributes to the low unemployment number. So my question to you guys is this. Do you think Governor Ivey is even aware of this?
I didn't see that part of the question coming.
Oh, Lord.
You first, Dale.
Yes, I think she is aware. I think she knows what's going on. I think she is the governor still and doing her job, and she is in good health, as she tells everyone who asks any question about that. I think everyone knows that the low unemployment numbers are a bit of a charade at this point because of the low labor participation rate. But, you know, if people don't want to work, so be it. I mean, there's not much we can really do about that to entice them back in, except watch wages go up. That's the only answer there. And with that will come inflation and stuff like that. But I just don't know how the government's supposed to do anything about this particular problem.
Did Dale Jackson's general manager tell him to talk nice about the governor? Is that what happened here? Is the governor aware? I think the governor's aware. I think her staff is definitely aware. But they're not going to go out there and say that. They're going to tout the number that makes them the happiest and makes them look the best, obviously. And it's great to have a low unemployment rate. I get it. But you're right. That labor participation rate is why there are still some restaurants where they don't have a whole dining room open. You know, I was at a place the other day, and half the dining room wasn't even in use. And there are people waiting in line for tables, but they're not using half the dining room because they don't have the staff. So labor participation rate is a big deal. I don't know how to crack that nut except to say, it's time to go back to work, folks. But your own question, Jeff, what do you think?
There are a few things that the governor could do to entice businesses
tell
to
us
pay
what that
more.
Is.
They could entice businesses to pay more through the tax code. They could also entice workers to go out and look for a job by incentivizing that. There's a lot of things that they could do, but for God's sakes, I'm tired of these monthly job numbers, telling, patting themselves on the back with the low unemployment, because that is no longer apropos. It's a real problem when businesses are having to close early, they can't find workers, and we get the happy talk about the unemployment rate.
When Chick-fil-A can't keep the dining room open, something's wrong with the world, is what I'm saying. Did you just advocate for raising the minimum wage? Is that what you just did?
No. Well, no, I'm that's not it at all. If the government says, hey, if you start paying more, we'll back off your tax burden. That's something they could do. Nothing to do with the minimum wage. Businesses can pay whatever they want, but I think they could be incentivized to do a little bit better on the bottom line to entice people to come to work.
That was artful. That's why you guys are paying top dollar for reporters at 1819 News. I can just feel it right now. People are applying left and right because Jeff's in charge. All right, last question then, I guess. Dale, what you got?
I'm going back to the flag issue in schools because right before we came on the air, everyone's favorite reporter on gender and identity issues. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know which one of them did this over there at AL.com because there's like 15 of them that covered this beat. They are now saying that the children in these schools are now, gasp, having to use the bathroom that's on their birth certificate. You know, the bathroom for the gender they actually are, and not taking into account the gender fluidity creates stigma and shame. That's where people are taking this. So now you're seeing them take that flag situation, and now we're trying to kind of explode it into a bigger issue where we can prove harm is happening to these poor children because flags came down and people had to go to the bathroom in different bathrooms. The media is going to have a field day with this one, are they not?
Well, they always do. I mean, it's a given. But, you know, what a ridiculous angle. What kills me in these arguments is they never take into account that under the law, under the actual law, that citizens who don't agree with this do have a right to their own sense of security and privacy. They do. And so if you've got women going to a locker room and there's a guy with male body parts in there pretending he's a woman, they have a right to complain because they have a legal right to security and a sense of privacy. And that's never taken into account in this. You have to stuff your own feelings, your concerns, in order to accommodate the 2% of America that may want to switch bathrooms, if it's 2%. Jeff, what do you think, bud?
How confusing might it be? I mean, which bathroom do y'all think Kyle Whitmire and Abby Crane use there at AL.com headquarters? How confusing must it be for those guys? They want to support the cause, but, I mean, you got to go. What do you do there if you're one of these guys? The fact that this is like this is why the AL.com newspapers are dying is they put an emphasis on this.
I will just point out, too, that here at the new Right Side Studios, we actually have signs on the doors. One says Right Chicks and one says Right Dudes. And we don't even care. we just go for it.
You know what a left dude is.
No, you don't want no left dudes. It's only right dudes and right chicks.
Left chick sounds a little interesting. Yeah. Left dude, I don't think so.
I just opened up Pandora's box with that one, I know. All right, tell you what. We got about 2 minutes here for a lightning round. I'll just throw it out there. These are yes or no, basic yes or no questions. In your opinion, will the vaccine mandates ever be lifted from the military if in the next few months to help recruiting? Yes or no? Jeff?
Yes, and the people that have been put out will receive checks at some point as well.
You're not Jeff, but okay, Jeff.
Not in the next few months. The Biden administration isn't going to budge on this.
All right, throw me one. Well, who's got a yes or no question? What you got? Dale, what do you got?
Oh, okay. I am so sorry. Will the candidate for governor who just lost her endorsement on the Democratic side because now she's pro-choice after claiming she was pro-life before, will she break 40%?
Will she break 40% of the overall?
Yep.
No. I don't think so. I think in Alabama right now, a Democrat statewide candidate is going to be lucky to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 24%.
I asked because Jeff was giving me a hard time this morning for even talking about it. Jeff, what do you think?
Low 30s and because there's a libertarian on the ballot.
Oh, the libertarian. I'd forgotten the libertarian. Well, nonetheless, I'm sticking with my 20s. All right, fellas, appreciate you as always. Jeff from Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our state, executive editor for 1819 News, Dale Jackson, WVNN up in Huntsville, and also writing for Yellowhammer, the Grand Council with me every single week. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day, bud. All right. Listen, Boomer, what do we got left? About 30 seconds or so? That was a live wire time right there. I like it when they get animated and when we can banter off to the side. But yeah. All right, folks, that was the Grand Council. We do it every time. We get back. I got a whole new section of the Triple Dipper. I'm going into gas pains. No, not those kind of gas pains. I'm talking about gas pains like cars that run on gas. We'll talk about it when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.